Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India has just surpassed Japan to become the world's fourth largest economy, with a GDP of approximately $4.18 trillion, and this milestone has significant implications for the country's global standing and economic growth. First, let's look at the context of this achievement. The United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs, or UNDESA, has projected India's 2026 GDP growth at 6.6%, making it the world's fastest-growing major economy. This growth is driven by strong domestic demand, manufacturing growth, and services exports. India's real GDP growth was reported at 8.2% in the second quarter of 2025-26, reflecting the country's continued economic momentum. What makes this significant is that India has been steadily climbing the ranks of the world's largest economies. In 2014, India was the 10th largest economy, but it has since surpassed several countries, including France, the UK, and now Japan. According to projections, India is expected to overtake Germany to become the third largest economy by 2030. This is a remarkable achievement, considering India's GDP was just $2 trillion in 2014. Building on this, India has also surpassed China to become the world's largest rice producer, with a total output of 150.18 million tons. This achievement is attributed to improved farming practices, high-yielding seed varieties, and government support for rice cultivation. India is already the world's largest rice exporter, accounting for approximately 40% of global rice exports in 2023-24. The major rice-producing states in India are West Bengal, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, and Odisha. Crucially, the Indian government has implemented various initiatives to support farmers, including the minimum support price, or MSP, for paddy, which is set at 2,300 rupees per quintal for the Kharif 2025-26 season. Additionally, the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, or PM Kisan, scheme provides income support to farmers, with each farmer receiving 6,000 rupees per year in three installments. Now, let us turn to the Indian Army's modernization efforts. The Indian Army has declared 2026 as the Year of Networking and Data Centricity, with the aim of building a future-ready, digitally networked force. This initiative is part of the Indian Army's broader modernization agenda, which includes the Agnipath scheme, the Innovations for Defence Excellence, or IDEX, and the Defence Procurement Procedure, or DPP, framework. The key objectives of this initiative are to establish network-centric warfare capabilities, build a unified data infrastructure, integrate artificial intelligence and big data analytics into military decision-making, and enhance interoperability with the Indian Air Force and Navy. It is worth pausing here to note that the Indian Army's modernization has been guided by the Integrated Theater Commands concept, which involves creating unified theater commands that combine Army, Navy, and Air Force assets under a single operational commander. This requires robust networking and data sharing, which is the focus of the Year of Networking and Data Centricity initiative. And here is something that surprises many students: the Imoinu Eratpa Festival, which is a significant religious festival of the Meitei community in Manipur, is celebrated in the month of Wakching, which corresponds to December to January in the Gregorian calendar. The festival honors goddess Imoinu, the deity of household prosperity and well-being in Meitei tradition. The Meitei community constitutes the majority of Manipur's population, approximately 44%, and their language is one of the 22 scheduled languages of India. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, it is essential to remember that festivals of northeastern India, the Meitei community's linguistic and cultural identity, and Manipur's ethnic composition are recurring topics in the General Studies Paper 1 and Paper 2 of the UPSC examination. Now, let us look at the recent developments in the field of science and technology. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, or MeitY, has inaugurated the Param Shakti Supercomputing Facility at IIT Madras, which has a capacity of 3.1 petaflops. This facility is part of the National Supercomputing Mission, which aims to establish 70 supercomputers across India with an aggregate capacity of 45 petaflops by 2026. The Param Shakti supercomputer will be used for various applications, including artificial intelligence research, climate modeling, drug discovery, and materials science. What does this mean for India's technological advancements? The Param Shakti supercomputer reduces India's dependence on foreign supercomputing infrastructure and enables frontier research in various fields. This is a significant milestone in India's journey towards becoming a leader in the field of supercomputing. Now, let us turn to the topic of port infrastructure. The Union Minister of Ports, Shipping, and Waterways has launched major infrastructure projects at Chennai and Kamrajar ports, with a total investment of 235 crore rupees. The Chennai Port Trust will receive 129.36 crore rupees, while the Kamrajar port will receive 105.64 crore rupees. The key initiative is the launch of the ePort Clearance Portal, which is a single digital gateway for port clearances, reducing time and multiple agency visits. But why does this matter? The development of port infrastructure is crucial for India's economic growth, as it will increase the efficiency of ports and reduce logistics costs. The Chennai port is one of India's oldest major ports, handling approximately 67 million metric tons per annum, while the Kamrajar port is India's first corporatized major port, handling coal, petroleum, oil, and lubricants. Now, let us look at the topic of internal security. The National Security Guard, or NSG, has inaugurated the National IED Data Management System, or NIDMS, which is an AI-enabled database platform that covers IED incidents across India since 1999. The NIDMS will enable pattern analysis and predictive threat assessment, which will help in preventing IED attacks. So what exactly changed? The NIDMS is a significant development in India's counter-terrorism efforts, as it will provide a centralized repository of IED-related intelligence, enabling the security agencies to take proactive measures to prevent IED attacks. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The National Dairy Development Board, or NDDB, has announced that the Pashu Aadhaar system has generated 35.68 crore unique IDs for bovine animals. The Pashu Aadhaar system is a 12-digit unique identification number for each bovine animal, linked to the owner's Aadhaar number. The system uses radio frequency identification, or RFID, ear tags to track the animals. The CE20 engine generates a thrust of 200 kilonewtons. The National Supercomputing Mission aims to establish 70 supercomputers across India with an aggregate capacity of 45 petaflops by 2026. The Param Shakti supercomputer has a capacity of 3.1 petaflops. The Chennai port handles approximately 67 million metric tons per annum. The Kamrajar port is India's first corporatized major port. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The topics covered in this lecture, including India's economic growth, science and technology advancements, port infrastructure development, and internal security efforts, are all relevant to the General Studies Paper 2 and Paper 3 of the UPSC examination. In conclusion, India's economic growth, technological advancements, and internal security efforts are all critical components of the country's development trajectory. As a UPSC aspirant, it is essential to stay updated on these topics and understand their relevance to the examination. The key takeaways from this lecture are the significance of India's economic growth, the importance of science and technology advancements, and the need for effective internal security measures.